set of reports.
You can't make this thing go any faster, can you? Shale asked.
Be glad we don't have to do this the old way.
The old way? Like on a horse?
Shale scratched his chin.
I miss that.
Really? The sore backsides, riding through the rain, getting bitten, finding food for the beasts?
Horses have personality. This platform doesn't.
You're just saying that because it's part of your concept, I said. The dashing knight riding on horseback, winning the hands of fair maidens.
Sure, sure. I had quite the collection of hands. Couple of arms, the occasional foot.
I smiled. Shale was now happily married with 5 children. The only maidens he spent any time with were the ones who called him daddy and begged him for sweets. I continued looking through reports. The next was the preliminary sketch for a new set of coins to be minted later in the year bearing my image. It was mostly right, depicting my strong features and hair that curled regally to my shoulders. The beard was too big, however. I wore mine neat and squared, kept at a modest finger's length to present a strong image. The thing in the picture was far too bushy. I made notes on the sketch, then continued on, ignoring the crumpled up note I'd thrown on the floor. Besk was far too clever for his own good. I needed to fire the man and hire a stupid chancellor. Either that or hack Besk and rewrite his concept. Rewriting concepts was a pain, though. And truth be told, I was terrible at hacking. Which was why, despite centuries together, I'd never gotten around to changing Besk. It wasn't, of course, because I was fond of the chancellor. The troll-like man never did what I told him. I ruled literally billions of people, and only this one ignored my will. Here, I said, holding up a report to Shale. Look at this. Shale sauntered over, armor clanking.
Another robot?
He yawned. Melee's robots are dangerous.
Yawn.
You just yawned. You don't need to say it.
Yawn. Whatever happened to the big quests, Kai? Hunting dragons, searching out magical swords. All you do these days is study magic and duel with liveborn from other states.
I'm getting older, Shale, I said, looking over the report again. My spies had overheard some of Melee's men in a border state bragging about this new robot of his. I shook my head. Melee was still smarting after what I'd done to him at Lacour, a different border state we could both access. He'd been so certain his armies could overwhelm mine.
Getting older?
Shale laughed.
What does that have to do with it? You're immortal. Your body is young.
I couldn't explain it to him. The quests he referred to, building a kingdom, searching out hidden treasures and secrets, uniting those who would follow and conquering those who would not, well, those had been what I'd needed as a youth. They'd made me into the person I was, the person who could rule an empire. That empire pretty much ruled itself these days. We had imperial senates, diplomats, ministers. I was very careful not to step in unless something grossly stupid needed straightening. In truth, I relished nights spent in my study, experimenting, meditating. Only occasional government functions, like the one earlier today where we'd commemorated the 50th year since the unification of the world, drew me out. Well, that and the attacks by Melee. The churning rain outside suddenly vanished, and the heavens grew bright. The grand aurora was still there, but it now hovered in a sky that was blue instead of stormy gray. We'd reached Alornia. I stood up from my desk, walking to the edge of the platform, and watched the near-endless streets of the city blur beneath us. At least here, at the center of my power,